Good morning. We are talking with Utana Ruff from the Clayton County Food Bank. Correct?
Clayton County Food Shelf. Yes, ma'am.
Food Shelf, yes. And normally, or a lot of years, I guess I should say, there's the holiday train that comes through Marquette, McGregor. But this year, that's not going to happen. But there is another event coming up on December 12th, and I'll let you kind of talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Great. Thank you. So we are having an event in Marquette. It is called Christmas in Marquette, and this event is put on by the Casino Queen, the City of Marquette, and the Marquette Action Club, Thursday night, December 12th, from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., and there's going to be a lot of stuff to do there. All the proceeds this evening go to the Clayton County Food Shelf, okay?
Okay.
Now, we did have the holiday train for 16 glorious years.
I was going to say, it was a lot of years.
It was a lot. And they had been warning us for a few years now that they were going to be changing routes because the Dakotas were screaming for them. Okay. Now, CPKC is a wonderful railroad, and they supported us greatly. It was never our event to have, you know, it was thanks to them. But you become used to it. It becomes part of your budget.
Yes.
And in those 16 years, we brought in $154,846.95.
Wow.
And 56,883¼ pounds of food.
Wow.
So it was wonderful, and it was always beautiful. Everybody loved it. I loved it. And yes, now it's not here. So, you know, we obviously need to do what we can to help replace that.
Yes.
Okay, so some of the activities, they're going to have Santa and his elves there.
Oh, okay.
And you can have photos taken. And then also the Grinch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And of course, there'll be candy canes for the kids. And then Pinky, that's the mascot for the Casino Queen.
Okay.
All the kids love Pinky when he shows up. And we're going to have hot cider and hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay.
Now, the pulled pork sandwiches are a free will donation.
Okay.
And all that will go to the Clayton County Food Shelf. And we're going to have snow painting for the kids. If Mother Nature cooperates, we'll have snow painting. And we're going to have many local musicians and Christmas music and Christmas carolers. And probably one of the other things we're having is a stationary light parade.
Okay.
There's going to be several vehicles lined up, all decorated, including the food shelf cargo van, thank you. And we will each have a bucket out in front of each of these parade entries. You can walk around, look at them, and then you can put money in this bucket to whichever one you'd like the best. All of the money out of all the buckets goes to the Clayton County Food Shelf.
All right.
And I just think you might like the cargo van the best. We'll see how that
works. You're not biased at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And everything that's going on the cargo van to decorate it has all been donated.
Oh, that's awesome.
The lumber yard in Monona donated a very nice 4x8 sheet of finished plywood.
Okay.
And I had some very good friends that painted Clayton County Food Shelf on it and drilled holes through all the letters. And it is beautifully lit up. It is an amazing thing. Yes.
Well, that is really cool. So, again, this is all happening on December 12th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
In Marquette, correct?
Yes. And we will also have a fire ring there, of course, on the concrete, under the bridge, blah, blah, blah. This will be at the Marquette City Park. And so you can warm up, okay? And then also, the Luena Savings Bank will match money up to $500 donations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, this is all Christmas in Marquette, December 12th, kind of replacing the holiday train that used to come through. So if people would like to just make a donation to the Clayton County Food Bank, you know, maybe they can't make it on the 12th, but they still want to donate around the holidays. What is the best way? What hours are you open and how can they do that?
Okay, the Clayton County Food Shelf is located in St. Olaf, Iowa. And if you would like to just mail a monetary donation, you can send that to Clayton County Food Shelf, Post Office Box 48, St. Olaf, Iowa, 52072. Our physical address, if you'd like to come in and see me or bring in actual food donations, is 100 West Hill Street in St. Olaf. And we're in the basement of that building. And so they can do that. And then also at the event, we will have a porta potty there. And this pulled pork that mm-hmm. we're handing out with sandwiches, we do have little to-go sandwich containers. And the pulled pork, the roasters, the liners, the sandwich containers were all donated. Mm-hmm. And that's a free will donation. And my board members will be serving that up for the Clayton County Food Shelf. And I'm hoping to get the buns donated. Then it would just all be done and taken care of. And that would be wonderful. I do have a video on Facebook promoting this wonderful event.
Anything else? Or just enjoy Christmas in Marquette on December 12th from 5 to 7 p.m.?
Yes. And, you know, you can bring food donations there also. You don't have to bring money. You can bring, unless you're voting on the cargo van to win the light parade. But you can bring any kind of food donations you want, you know, canned, boxed, whatever. Another thing we need to always remember is that my clients cannot buy non-food products with their EBT or SNAP, you know, their food mm-hmm. stamps, what used to be mm-hmm. called food stamps. So some of the things I really like to put in with every client to send them home with when they come to the food shelf to receive food is dish soap, laundry soap. Now, if you donate laundry soap, I have some very special volunteers that come once a month and repackage all the powdered laundry soap mm. that I receive. And then hand soap and toilet tissue, toothpaste, and shampoo.
Okay.
Now, I'm a regular at all the Dollar Generals. And whenever I'm going through whichever town, I'll stop and I go to their dollar aisle, their non-food dollar aisle. And that's a wonderful place for me to shop for the clients. But the shampoo, I rarely find it in the dollar aisle. So when I do, I buy it up. So if you're ever in Dollar General or find cheap shampoo somewhere else, because if I'm not getting it for a buck, you know, then you're right up to $3.75
yeah.
A jug. So that would be wonderful too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Again, the event happening on December 12th in Marquette, Christmas in Marquette from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you kindly. Have a great day.